Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure. Accountability results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's emp180weightloss.com. It's Bish, Cakes, and JP. EB's taking a few days off here. A little mini vacation. Should mention, on Grant and Danny today, Max Scherzer is going to join them at noon.
That's a big one.
Pretty big.
That is.
Oh, and Trey Turner at 1:30.
Oh, look at that double dip. Very nice.
Wow.
Max and Trey on Grant and Danny.
We never get players. It's too early. Guys like sleep in.
I mean, if you're Max, do you really want to get out of bed at 7 in the morning? I wouldn't.
No.
If I were Max Scherzer.
I don't blame him.
I would sleep in until noon every single day. Every day. Why wouldn't I?
And you wouldn't get on a motorcycle.
Well, of course I wouldn't get on a motorcycle if I were Max Scherzer. I wouldn't even get on one and I'm John Allville.
So you should listen to the boys every day from 10 until 2, but today Max Scherzer at noon.
Yes.
Trey Turner at 1:30.
Very good.
So you will hear from the Nat Stars. Coming up at 9:20, we may or may not be playing Old School Song in the Morning. It depends if Bish communicates his songs to Valdez in time.
Yeah. Well, we can
How much
do
time
it.
Do you
we
need?
Can always play Just, with
can,
old...
you, can you text them to me right now?
I'm trying. I got to pick them out.
I asked him a while ago. Not that long ago, but a few minutes ago, I said, why don't you come up with a silly game for our game show at 9:20? We got the morning matchup. And he said, all right, old school song in the morning. And I figured he would deliver the songs to you by now.
He's being too nitpicky.
I mean, can I get help? I mean, I got nobody else helping me.
You act like you help me when I do box score breakdown.
I can come up with three songs in 10 seconds if you want.
Right. Now, put it on the clock.
They may not be great, but I can come up with... With three.
They're old school songs. All right, do it. I'll give you 10 seconds, Cakes.
All right. Got it. Go. There's one.
You got 5 seconds left.
By the way, Name That Hurt Thing is prepared for tomorrow.
And that's 10 seconds,
I've
Cakes.
I've got two.
All right, you got two. Give him his two.
All right. I'll run it. Awad, come on in here.
All right, I'm going to send him three.
All right, you just need three. Tell
I'm just getting them right off of the internet. I mean,
now these songs are kind of hurting, so they may already be. They may be in the system.
Probably in the system.
They may be in the system
well,
already.
Works that he probably prefers
of
that.
Of course, he would.
We're just trying to give away surprises,
right?
All right, right now though, let's do a little 5 and 10. Some stories we didn't get to. These are some stories we didn't get to on the sports page earlier in the show. Jason teased the story but never got to it. AJ Francis, who is with the New York Giants now, has a better reason to hate the TSA than most of us. The 4-year NFL vet took to Twitter on Monday morning to share a photo of his luggage. Inside are some clothes, an official notice of baggage inspection from the TSA, and a loose scattering of his mother's remains.
Oh, that's bad news.
The TSA checked his bag so carelessly, it spilled his deceased mother's ashes in the process.
I love his tweet, though.
His tweet said, hey, you pieces of S at TSA.
I would have said the same thing.
Next time you beep, feel the need to go through my mother's ashes for no reason, make sure you close it back. So her remains aren't spilled on all of my clothes.
Wow,
the least you pieces of garbage can do is your beep in job.
So that's what they did. They went through his stuff, probably, to look to see what it was.
In my opinion, part of this is on AJ Francis. Because, look, obviously your mother's remains and ashes, they're a sacred thing to you, obviously.
Why wouldn't you carry them?
Yeah, you can't put that in luggage that gets rifled through and checked.
Do you think that they would have allowed it?
I don't know exactly. I don't know the best alternative to obviously what he did. Maybe you ship it via FedEx or UPS. It's a more secure way.
Was it in
to deal
an urn?
Or was it
in a Ziploc bag?
I have no idea. I don't know how the remains are being transported.
I don't see that much in the picture. It almost looks like, you know, I see his pants and I see what I assume to be the ashes, but I don't see any sort of container.
Apparently they responded to his tweet and apologized.
Right.
And he said, under all circumstances, go F yourself. What AJ Francis said. Now, you're kind of right. If they do allow you to carry on the ashes, he should have done that.
You would think.
But maybe someone told him he couldn't.
That's obviously special to you. I mean, it's your mother or your whatever loved one. I just don't think you recklessly throw it in your suitcase.
But going back to the previous story that we talked about right around 6:45 in the morning, he could have done the extreme embalming and put her in a Celtics jersey.
I think turning her into ashes is a better alternative.
Weekend at Bernie Taupin's.
I just can't believe they can't have a weekend at Bernie's too.
You have a thing about weekend at Bernie's. It has a special place.
Oh, weekend at Bernie's is classic.
It's pretty funny.
It's so funny.
I mean, it's good. It's not great. It's not like a great comedy.
It makes me laugh.
It's stupid.
Anything that makes me laugh is great.
How did they come up with the second?
I mean, it's
movie?
No Dumb and Dumber.
I didn't like. Okay, I agree.
You didn't like.
Also, a very
too.
Funny movie.
Yeah,
I didn't like the second one.
Andrew Luck in the news. Apparently, he lost his wallet, and it actually was returned to him.
Very nice.
And he did a pretty cool thing for the person who found and returned his lost wallet. Apparently, the man who picked it up returned it to the Colts practice facility. Was surprised a few weeks later when he received a special gift in the mail, autographed football with a personal note from Andrew Luck.
No chance Andrew Luck could throw that football, but he sent a football
maybe
in the mail.
Maybe it was a mini football.
Right.
Maybe. Possibly.
Of course you're going to return Andrew Luck's wallet, because you know you're going to get hooked with something. Why don't you just give him season tickets?
Or you just do it because you're a nice person, not because you're going to get hooked.
Frequent guest on the show.
If it's Andrew Luck, you definitely do it.
Right.
If his name is Bob Luck... Yeah, you probably just... You know.
He's out of luck.
Yeah, exactly.
Frequent guest on the show, John Shambi, Boog Shambi, had a bit of a botch on the air. I think we have the audio here. So he was working a Dodgers-Angels game on Sunday night in Anaheim. But at the same time, he was sneaking peeks at the Padres-Diamondbacks 16-inning game.
He was. My big question is why?
Might have cash on it.
You know what? He loves me. Clearly loves baseball.
Maybe had cash on it.
And this is what happened. Oh, he doesn't have a setup. Sorry, because we're asking him to do. You know what? Let me just tell you what happened.
So many plates.
He's calling Dodgers Angels.
Yeah.
That's the game on TV.
Right.
That's the game that everybody is watching.
Sure.
They're seeing the LA Dodgers. They're seeing the Anaheim Angels. He's sneaking peeks at Padres, Arizona Diamondbacks. And now this is what happened.
But it's a little harder than people think. Even though you got a good arm as an outfielder.
The 1-2.
Not that easy to just hit 90.
Will Myers just hit one into the pool, and I almost called it. I was watching the game.
I was
game.
Like, what is he?
I was just.
Justin and I are looking at each other. Like, I looked at the field. Like,
yeah, there was no pitch.
Happening.
I was Will Myers just hit one.
He did the 1-2 pitch.
So he said the 1-2 because Will
from
Myers.
From the game he was watching on his phone.
Right. 1-2
not
count.
The game in front of him.
Kind of a donk move. We love Shambi. We love Boo.
Shambi's a good dude.
Cowboys cornerback Marquez White arrested in Collin County, Texas. On a charge of second-degree aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The charge is a result of what White described as a road rage incident last October that involved him flashing a gun at the driver of another car after an altercation when they were attempting to exit a highway. He said, I eventually made my way in front of him, and he proceeded to ride very closely and aggressively on my tail. So I hit the brakes to get him off of me, and could then see him becoming very angry in my rearview mirror. He then sped up again. I hit my brakes again. And after this time, he pulled over to my driver's side while still driving. And he proceeded to yell racial slurs, such as the N-word, while also threatening to kill me. Simultaneously, while doing this, he began to reach toward his glove box. And that's when I flashed my weapon. He then hit the brakes, got behind me, proceeded to follow me to my house. Upon arriving at my house, I exited my car went into my home as he sat outside and contacted the authorities.
Gotta love lawyers. White's lawyer said, quote, Marquez did everything legally. He displayed a gun, but did not point it at this individual.
But that guy was psycho.
Didn't point it.
Didn't point it. So I guess.
So if you just brandish it, you're okay?
According to this lawyer, you can display the weapon. You just can't point it at the person.
Well, he still faces felony assault charges. We'll see if he ultimately gets convicted. And sticking with the Dallas Cowboys, Tony Romo fancies himself a golfer. Now, he hasn't necessarily fared well in all of these U.S. Open qualifiers.
Goff.
But apparently he's really committed, I think maybe with the end game of trying to be part of the senior tour.
Mm-hmm.
The former Dallas Cowboys quarterback scored the most impressive feat of his golf career this weekend, winning the Racine Tri-Course Amateur Championship.
That sounds hurt.
The 38-year-old.
I'm sorry.
The Racine. amateur.
Yeah. He shot an opening round 68.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Right.
And he followed up with a 71, and he dominated the competition, winning by 9 strokes.
Well, good for him. He's a great amateur player.
Now, when he did make his PGA Tour
he goes
debut,
to play the pros, he gets pooped on.
He finished dead last out of 132 players.
Of course, because the courses are tougher and the players are better.
The pros aren't playing in Racine, Wisconsin, last time I checked.
But he said
I think Racine is in Wisconsin.
You're right.
Yeah.
I think it is.
But he said that it's starting to come together. It's feeling more natural now.
Wasn't there a team in Racine in the League of Their Own?
There may have been. You do love that movie.
Oh, it's a great movie.
And is that also where one of our first Junkies guests, Corey Raymer, was from?
Ooh, no. Definitely from Wisconsin, but no, I don't think Racine.
He's not from Racine. I believe he's from, is there a, Eau Claire, Wisconsin? Grasping?
There's definitely an Eau Claire, South Carolina.
Fond du Lac? Is that it?
That sounds right.
Is that his spot? It's one of those donk spots.
Former Redskins center, Corey Raymer.
Definitely from Wisconsin, but I'm not sure if he's from.
Looking on Wiki, from Fond du Lac.
Thank you. Your boy knows towns in Wisconsin. A few, at least.
So who's from Racine? Oh, anybody?
Racine, I think that's.
I think that's Tough Juice?
Caron Butler.
There you go.
I think you're right. A lot of sillies come out of Wisconsin.
All right, did you get the old school song of the morning squared away?
I gave three poopies, but.
All right, we have some prizes to give away. We'll play some old school song of the morning next. You can call in now to partake at 800-636-1067.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Used to keep it cool, used to be a fool, all about the bouncing master. Watch it on the news, what you gonna do? I could hear profession forget. Used to keep it cool.
All right, we got a lot going on around the show. Several appearances here in the next week.
Yes.
Coming up on Thursday evening, Cakes is going to be at Modern 21?
No. Let me do the heavy all lifting. Right. It's my appearance. Mine and the producer's appearance.
I was actually passing baton to you and you didn't say anything.
Proper 21.
Proper 21.
In D.C. It'll be... This is a wacky lineup. Cakes, Drabby, and Valdez hanging out together from 6 until at least 8 p.m. this Thursday night in D.C. So we'd love to see you there. We'd also love to see you at Whitlow's on Wilson on Saturday at 4 p.m. for the summer dress party, one of our biggest events of the entire calendar year.
And like Drab said, we hope to see a big turnout on Thursday.
Correct.
Well, and Saturday, but on Thursday especially.
Yes. Because look, if there's a big turnout, there'll be more junk plus producer.
Fun and funner.
Possibly both producers.
If you come out Thursday and say hi, Drab and I will tell you Cakes' real net worth.
Yes, you will. You guys.
Will Fun and Funner consume alcohol, and how much alcohol will they consume? And how much will Cakes consume on a Thursday night, school night?
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably be your typical 2 to 3 beers.
Most likely. They'll be nice and spaced out. I'll be responsible. I have to drive home.
I'm going to take the over for Valdez, though. I'm going to take over 2.5 beers.
Well, he has to get home, too. I mean, it's a school night for him as well.
Well,
I get it. I'm still taking the over.
I'll have one with Cakes because I actually have to go to my parents' house on Thursday, because I'm flying out of BWI on Friday.
Oh, hold on. Going? Where's Valdez going? I didn't know Valdez had a trip.
Oh, you're not going to the Sundress, silly?
I'm trying to keep that on the DL. Well, but I will be in Houston.
What do you have?
It's my wife's cousin's memorial service.
Oh, okay. Sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
That sucks. Sucks to hear that. And you know what else? It sucks to go to Houston in mid-July. It's going to be
1,000
degrees. So pack lightly.
I'll be thinking about you when I'm taking pics with Caitlin Roth and Lauren Ricketts and and Aaron Hawksworth.
Why are you rubbing it in?
Melissa Millay. I had no idea. I thought he was coming.
I didn't know either. But he will be there Thursday night. Thursday night, 6 p.m., proper 21, the address 1319 F Street in D.C.
I think I get a little bit psyched for Ostapenko.
Who is Ostapenko? Is she going to be at our summer dress party?
Yeah. I wish she would, but I believe her name is Helena Ostapenko. Didn't she win the French a couple years ago, maybe?
She's playing at Wimbledon.
I know, you know.
You're seriously asking me who won the French.
It might get a little bit sized for her. That's just me.
Here's what I care about the French Open, when Martina Navratilova was playing in it.
Right.
That was quite a long time ago.
All right. Sorry.
I love tennis players from the Eastern Bloc back in the day. Lendl, Navratilova. They
used to have a big Yonex bag, right?
It did, yes.
Who was the Yonex endorser back then?
Navratilova.
Okay.
She played with a Yonex racket. She was silly. She was the Terminator. She destroyed people. Okay, enough about a 50, she's probably 60-year-old tennis player now.
Cakes still can destroy people.
Cakes had a picture in the yearbook. Not just, you know, the standard shot, like in one of those extra pictures.
Yeah,
action shot. And the action shot was Cakes coming off the bus with this big Yonex, green Yonex.
Terrible haircut, members only jacket. Just a terrible, terrible
just look. So 80s.
Just the worst. Yeah, but I mean, hello, I went to high school between 84 and 88.
That's what people were wearing.
Yeah, just like Jason has his basketball picture. That one, like, DeMatha picture that I've seen a bunch of times, where I think you're going up for a rebound.
John Stockton's?
You have the shortest shorts
the
ever.
I told you what I had to do. I had to drench the shorts in the faucet before games.
That was
to
the
loosen them up. So short. Everyone had short shorts.
All right, so how do we play old school song in the morning, Jason Bishop?
We're going to play an old school song from, I don't know, 80s and 90s, and you have to identify both song and artist. Title and artist.
Exact title.
Exact title, exact artist.
Correct.
And I'm not sure what we're giving away. I'll leave that up to you.
All right, Valdez, will you at least tell the listeners before we go to the guesses if this is a Cake selection or Jason Bishop selection?
This is a Bish selection.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
This is a Bish banger.
Yes,
so,
it is.
So do we play it first and then go to the contestant?
So, yeah. So let's play it and then we'll punch up the...
And you're only going to do what, 3 seconds?
Short clip of it.
Okay.
That's
a big hit. It's a big home run.
Smashola.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. If you can identify the Bish banger, you will win a fantastic prize.
Kind of easy, too.
Yeah, it's kind of easy. I mean, it's this band's, like, their
signature.
Hallmark.
Guarantee first person doesn't get it. Place a wager?
When did it come out?
Although you give
it I've never heard that song.
Good question.
You'd never heard of it?
I never heard that song.
I'm going to say that song came
like
out
86.
In earlier than that. I'm going to say like 84 is my guess.
No.
No?
I don't think that early.
Really?
I'll say 87.
Maybe I'm crazy.
All right, who's our first contestant? Does anybody place a dollar? Doesn't get it.
Eric in Leesburg.
I'm not going to place the dollar.
That bet.
All right. Eric in Leesburg. Can you name that old school song of the morning?
Morning, boys. No clue. Sorry, guys.
See ya.
Let's go to Samir, who's on line 3 in Fairfax. I can see him now, Valdez. Samir.
I have no idea.
Done.
All right.
800-636-1067.
Let's go to Danny in Montclair. Danny, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Hey, I think I know this. Teresa's Frustration by Bish's Sink.
So dumb.
So dumb. But it made me laugh.
No, it doesn't. It's stupid.
Look, I'm laughing. I'm not laughing.
I know why you're laughing. This is stupid.
I like stupid humor.
Let's go out to Chantilly. James, you're on with the Junkies. James, do you have a guess?
No, but that was funny.
It was funny.
It wasn't that funny.
Moderately funny.
Cheesy.
By the way, the song came out in 1988.
Should we play it again?
By the way, I said 86. You're like, earlier.
Yeah, I was swatting you away like Dikembe.
Yeah, give us the clip again. So,
hey, you can just keep playing it if you want.
I mean, if you're smart, you just Shazam it.
Right.
And get the prize. All right, let's go.
Let's go to David in Rockville on line six. David, can you ID that old school song in the morning?
Well, I'm going to say the Backstreet Boys.
No. Sorry,
apparently
buddy.
It's not as mainstream as we thought.
Now everyone's trying to be a comedian.
Does it sound anything like the Backstreet Boys?
No.
What was this genre of music called?
I would put this
like
in,
the alternative.
Was not progressive. I would say progressive. At the time, progressive.
Almost bordering on dance. It's very dancey. Yeah.
Progressive dance. Yeah. I guess.
All right, let's go to line one. Brian's in Rockville. Brian, you're on the Junkies. What's up?
Just hung up.
Brian didn't know.
He told me no. This was one of the most popular songs of that year.
It's pretty damn popular.
Let's go to Jay in D.C. Jay, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
He dropped.
Oh, they're just dropping like flies because they don't know. Why do they call in when they don't know?
You should have said the first 18 people wouldn't know.
Because they're prize pigs. They hear the number, they just call.
All right, let's try line three. Kevin's in Fairfax, or at least he was. Kevin, you still there?
I'm here. It's A Little Respect by Erasure.
Yeah, you're a winner.
There you go.
You get a pair of tickets.
It fell into your lap, my friend.
See Common and Queen Latifah coming July 20th to Wolf Trap. Tickets are on sale now through wolftrap.org. Or by calling 877-WOLF-TRAP. Details at thefandc.com/contact.
And say hi to Heidi Kaberski at Wolf Trap for me.
Say hello to her as well.
Because that's my girl. And if you're lucky, you get into the Encore VIP lounge and you get hooked.
Which is very nice. I've been there before. It's nice.
Do you think Queen Latifah and Common have made more money in music or in acting? Because both of them have appeared in a film. TV. I don't know if Common's done a TV show. I think Queen Latifah had a TV show, at least one.
Common's definitely done a TV show.
And then
he did, I believe Common did The Chi this past year.
Unless they're touring FX. A lot. I mean, there's not that much money in just making digital music at this point. But they were kind of before that. I'm going to say they've made more money, slightly more money in the music game, but not a lot.
I don't know. Queen Latifah was in a lot of movies.
She's definitely in The Bone Collector.
More than Common.
She definitely gets stabbed by the bad guy in The Bone Collector so that he can get to Denzel Washington.
She was
in his bed.
Goofy one with Steve Martin.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bring It Down the House?
Yeah.
I think that's right. She's been in a lot of flicks.
And then was she in Living Single?
I don't know. You're naming a bunch of movies.
That's a TV show. Like back in that era of like The Cosby Show and
A Different World.
Different World. I think she had a show.
Maybe.
I'm going to go with Living Single.
Okay. I'll have to agree with you. I'm not looking up her filmography.
All right. Let's go to the next song. Old school song of the morning. Is this a Cakes classic?
This is a Cakes classic. Banger? Cakes classic. I think okay. This is a layup. So.
I thought the other one would be. So
that's
easy.
All you're playing?
Yeah, but it's so easy. I did it in under 10 seconds.
I get it.
Did you hear that again?
Smash.
Smash.
Smashola.
Bigger hit than the last one we played.
One more time.
Think of Bryce Harper's longest home run ever. 75 feet past it.
One more time. I suck at this game.
I like that you gave a kind of nondescript part of the song, not instantly recognizable.
All right, let's go to the
Unless
phone.
You're silly like me.
800-636-1067. Greg is in Ashburn. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Greg?
Do you know that Cakes classic?
I believe I do. It's Rio Duran Duran.
He nailed it.
Wow.
You got a pair of tickets to the second annual Nova Hokie Club Football kickoff dinner July 19th at the Waterford Fair Oaks. Catch special guests head coach Justin Fuente, John Lazor, and Mike Burnup July 19th at the Waterford Fair Oaks. Tickets on sale now, presented by ProTask. Details at thefanbc.com/contests.
All right, we've got one more. Valdez, Cakes Classic, Bish Banger. What is it?
Cakes Classic.
Oh, silly.
You didn't like my other two?
Back-to-backers.
Honestly, Cakes got to me first.
That's true, he did.
And then I was just scrambling.
All right.
This song's probably the nubbiest old school song of the morning song we've ever done.
I was under pressure.
It doesn't matter if it's good or bad.
See, if I came up with one, it would be a flame flop.
Yes, most likely. Made you laugh. It's not a classic song.
It is, but it's just...
Although the band name, is it a wacky band name?
Oh, they're so popular.
I mean, they were massively popular in the 80s.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Scott's in Bethesda on line 4. Hey, Scott.
Hey, I didn't get to hear it really well. Can you play it again?
Yes. Sure, we'll play it again
real
for
quick.
You, Scott.
I can't pull it.
Let's go to another Scott in Manassas.
You're
going to
be
5.
Better when you realize what it is.
Yes, Scott, what's up?
I got zipping. I was going for it.
Joseph in King George on line 7. Can you ID that Cakes Classic?
I'm just with Final Countdown by Europe.
No. I would never. Let me just say this.
Not a horrible guess.
Not a horrible guess. I would never use that as a song ever, because that is one of the worst hair metal songs of all time, and it's overplayed to death. I hate that song's guts.
Kind of like
it's
it.
It's a terrible band.
You didn't play that before Y2K? As
no.
You stared at all of your ATM receipts?
The Final Countdown by Europe is one of the hackiest, worst, most overrated hair metal tunes of all time. Period. End of story.
Kevin's in Olney on line 8. Kevin, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
ZZ Top.
Song?
You got to name the song.
She's got legs or legs.
We'll give it to you.
You're a winner. You get a pair of tickets to see a band nothing like ZZ Top. You're going to see Common and Queen Latifah at
nice.
Wolf Trap.
Yeah.
So congrats
Have
to you, sir.
ZZ Top just popped into your head there in that 10 seconds. You're like, 10 seconds to old school
silly. I was under the gun. I had to come up with some 80s sillies.
Please tell me.
Who's bigger than Duran Duran and ZZ Top?
Did you own any ZZ Top album?
Yes.
Hurting.
Went and saw them at the Capitol
you
Center.
You went to see them?
With my dad.
They weren't the headliner, were they?
Of course they were the headliner.
Who was underneath them?
They were so popular.
Why are you sleep on ZZ Top and how big they were in the 80s? They're one of the biggest bands in the world in the 1980s.
I just never liked them.
Are they still alive, all of them?
I believe so.
They just played
MGM National Harbor like last year.
Did they really?
Yes. Still touring.
They still have the beards?
Do they still have the beards?
Well, did they change their look.
Did you really just ask? Does ZZ Top still have their beards?
Yes, because sometimes they change. People change their look.
Does the Pope go to church every day?
You don't know where they were from.
Yes, they still have their beards.
You don't know where they were from.
They're definitely from Texas.
What city? We just talked about it.
Houston?
Yep.
Of course they're from Texas. Of course they still have beards.
Although they could have some new members.
I don't know. I haven't really been keeping up with them lately, but I do know they still have beards.
Yes, okay? They have beards.
Kind of their thing.
So we had Erasure, ZZ Top, and Duran Duran.
Yeah.
That's how you do old school song in the morning.
We're culturally diverse.
Too strong.
We're Renaissance.
Too strong and one eh. That's what I said.
I might agree with that statement.
I remember coming up on Grant and Danny. They, of course, take over at 10, but Max Scherzer's joining them at noon and Trey Turner at 1:30. Pretty good lineup.
Very good.
Here on The Fan. I remember coming up on Grand Danny, Max Scherzer joins the boys at noon. Trey Turner at 1:30.
Nooner.
Trey got kind of prickly with me spring training when I asked him where he lived, remember?
Well, yes. You were kind of probing.
Well, he thought you meant like
I didn't
the
mean
address.
His street address.
I meant
like what section of D.C.
I don't even think he wanted to tell you that.
Yeah, he likes to keep things private.
He didn't even want to tell you D.C.
It's fine.
What was his answer?
He's one of the final four, right?
What was his answer? Like
he just shut down.
I think he just said D.C.
I don't even know if he said that.
I think he did say D.C.
Yeah.
He liked JP not at all. By the way, my buddy.
Not the first, won't be the last.
My buddy, that's true. My buddy, Tommy McVain, who is a good friend of mine, works over at Merrifield Garden Center.
Just he worked at 94.7.
No. Sent me a picture. He's a member at Westwood Country Club in Vienna. He sent me a picture. He played, such a small world, played golf with the drummer of ZZ Top.
Goth. Really?
This year. No zippy beard.
Zippy beard.
Now, I don't know if the drummer
always
ever.
Hold
on. He may never have had a beard.
I'm talking about Billy Gibbons and the other donk, who I can't think of his name. They're the two guys that have beards.
Okay,
I was talking about the drummer.
Maybe the drummer never had a beard.
Yeah, the drummer, I think, has been beardless.
And he's wearing a Texas Longhorn golf shirt.
But it's a trio, and two of the three donks have beards that go like down to their knees, or did at one point.
He said he's butt nice guy.
I'm sure he's nice. I'm sure he's a nice dude.
Even nicer than you, and that's hard to do.
I'm sure.
We have people texting in on the zip line. They're guessing your net worth.
Why? Why is it?
Well, come out Thursday, and you don't have to guess anymore.
Someone guessed the number. I said you're too low, way too low.
Hey, it was a lot more when Bitcoin was doing well. By the way, I said that I would unload my Bitcoin earlier when we had a cryptocurrency talk. And I said, if it hit 2,000, because it was at 1,998, I don't think it's ever getting to 2,000 again.
This made me laugh. At Matt Broderick's on Twitter, conversation with my 5-year-old daughter in the car on the way to camp, listening to Junk's radio. Her, Daddy, can we go to the appearance so we can learn Money Metal Cake's net worth? Me, sure. What do you think Cake's net worth is? Her, $100 million. Me, probably close.
Not far off.
And I said, I really wish that were the case, but you're kind of far off. But again, she's 5.
If you had a net worth of $100 million, there's zero chance you'd be sitting in that chair.
I'd put the number at higher than zero. Not a lot higher than zero, but higher than zero. But the amount that I cared would be zero.
There are times, Jason, when
he
has...
The amount I cared would be zero.
There are times, Jason, when he has 5 cars in his driveway.
I don't get it.
I currently have 5 vehicles
in
my driveway.
And my head is spinning.
Actually, I have 4 in the driveway, 1 in the actual garage.
You know how bitter I get when the state of Virginia sends me the personal property tax
You get
bills?
So salty.
Oh, my God. It's a punch in the balls.
I'm sure it is.
Hate it. Hate taxes.
Well, you chose to live in Virginia. I mean, that's your choice.
Well, hello. We were working there.
That is true. It's a good point.
Hey, so someone's saying the drummer never had a beard, but his last name was Beard, or is Beard.
That I did not know.
That is strange.
That is kind of weird.
No, it looks like those two guys are committed to the bit. They still have the stupid beard.
Of course they do.
By the way, the kids in Thailand are all safe.
That's good news.
They should have left the coach in there. But they got all they got 12 of the kids, that travel soccer team. They're going to be playing for a different coach next year. So they are all safe. They rescued them all.
You don't know their least favorite golf course.
Cave Valley.
They would never go play there, ever. Not in a million years.
Right.
Well, that made Valdez laugh.
Well, the coach said he was going to take him to the United States, and he was going to take him to Luray Caverns.
Yeah, of course. Got to hit all the cave spots.
Right.
So many hack cave jokes coming.
I told my daughters I wish the Yankees would visit Thailand.
You wish they would play a set internationally and then go on a field trip.
Yeah, so
it's trapped in a cave.
Yeah, so it's Chapman and Torres and Andujar.
Now that all the kids are safe, we can kind of goof about it. The Thai seal tragically passed away. I mean, that sucks.
Right.
That's terrible. But the fact that the kids all survived,
they got all 12 of them.
Kind of can kind of joke about it. I think, unless Valdez hits the dump button.
Now, I understand Grandane are going to have Scherzer and Trey Turner on the show, noon and 1:30 respectively.
Yeah.
Our big booking tomorrow, have we booked a Rex?
Yeah. What's the latest on the week of Rex?
Well, we can do, you know, the Quicken Loans officially announced they're moving to Detroit, so there's no more Quicken Loans here, probably ever.
Right.
We can have Rex Hoggard.
To talk about the departure of the PGA Tour?
I mean, you'll get zero ratings, but.
Ooh, somebody did tweet us at Junk's Radio. I'm intrigued. Cakes won't like it, but the old rap band Rex and Effect.
I don't have a problem with that.
I believe they were responsible for Rump Shaker.
Okay, if you say so. What about pop star B BB Rexa. She collaborates with a bunch of dogs. BB Rexa.
That needs to say. That's probably the funniest thing you've ever said.
Well, say it.
Oh, it's too funny.
You can't say it, or it's inappropriate.
Yeah, you can say it.
He can say it. If anybody's going to get fired, it's that guy.
You can say it. He said if Kierdek Opry Barnrat went in the cave, he couldn't get out.
You want to talk about microcasting? Hello. Welcome to the club. You just did it.
If you follow golf, believe me, that's funny. That's great.
You know, one thing
him and Colt Knost, they would have to leave him in there.
Just to get a little sports topic in here.
By the way, if you're going to watch one ladies singles match at Wimbledon, you watch Serena and that little hottie, Camila Giorgi from Italy. All right.
Okay.
That's all I want to say.
When do they play?
They play right now. 10:30. So right in the middle of Grant and Danny. Make sure you watch.
Right. One little sports story we wanted to touch on before we get out of here was this article in the Washington Post where Steve Clifford, who was most recently the coach of Charlotte, was interviewed. And most people say Dwight Howard is this locker room cancer. He's a bit of a malcontent. But Clifford actually coached him not only in Charlotte, but he coached him in L.A., and I think he coached him in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And he says quite differently. Like, he's actually a Dwight Howard supporter. When he went there to work for Michael Jordan, they decided to trade for or bring in Dwight Howard. And he says, look, he's got a bit of a different personality, but he said he was very attentive to our game plan and to team coverages. He said, you've always been able to play with good discipline when he's on the floor. He's just an outgoing guy. So he might just be, you know, different. He appears to be a little corny.
He's been on six teams.
Okay.
He's been on six teams. Did everyone just miss on him? Is everyone wrong on his personality?
But there are guys in the NBA who bounce from team to team. Trevor Ariza has been on a ton of teams. I don't know that anybody says he's this locker room.
Okay, but
cancer.
Trevor Ariza wasn't the number one pick in the draft.
Okay. He's definitely been a disappointment in terms of a lot of people thought he was going to be dominant like Shaquille O'Neal. It's never happened. But he's been a very good NBA player. And what he's saying is this is a coach who had him. And is basically saying he can be an asset and some of this locker room stuff is overblown. I think that's possible.
That's his opinion.
Well, it's a guy who's coached him in three spots.
Well, I'm sure there's other players that have played with him and other coaches that have coached them that would disagree. Right? Isn't that possible?
And he also talked about, said, look, their pick and roll game will be a very difficult cover. John Wall does everything in the pick and roll. Obviously, if you go under, you can hit the jumper. He's going to turn the corner, get to the basket. But he can make all the passes. I think the rest of them play so well. Dwight will be the same.
Look, it's not a big risk. They signed him to a one-year deal.
He's named after a big red dog. How seriously can I take him? Steve Clifford. By the way, very underrated movie with Martin
punchy.
Short. Very underrated.
Clifford.
Funny.
He acts as like a little kid
the whole
time.
Funny. Like, laugh out loud, slap your knee a bunch.
Well,
I'm
a Martin Short.
That's what Martin Short is. He is funny.
He's a funny person. He's a funny individual.
Did we have Martin Short on the show? We did have him on the show as a call-in, I believe.
Wasn't he in like his Jiminy Glick?
Yes. Right. Jiminy Glick was. Jiminy Glick is.
I love Jiminy Glick.
Well, Jiminy Glick is by far the funniest character of all time.
Well, that's
the funniest character that he did.
Or anybody. Any character.
I think anybody.
You think he's better than like Ollie G? Like to go with ridiculous characters?
Jiminy Glick was.
Or Borat.
Fall down funny. That's what he was.
Gotta sleep on him. Gotta sleep on that character.
I'm going to go to YouTube and watch Jiminy Glick for 20 minutes.
Who was this guy in the triangle?
Ed Grimley greater than
Grimley.
Jiminy Glick.
Oh, go! I'm going
to
pull up Jiminy Glick, and I guarantee you laugh.
You know what? You're a sucker for a guy in a fat suit.
Yep, absolutely.
Jiminy Glick, greatest character ever.
What are you looking
for,
Cakes?
Looking for this. If I can find it.
I know what you're looking for.
I'm dead.
A guy in a fat suit.
That's another character better. Come on, Jiminy Glick, best character of all time. All right, remember, Max Scherzer joins the boys at noon. Trey Turner at 1:30 for Bish. Cakes, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant Danny,
Bing.
Next.
Bing.
The
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.